The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
so suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, fresh off the coffee enema challenge. Super Don is back for another hour with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Did you take the challenge while we're on the news break?
No, I've issued the challenge.
Come on now. Dr. Nick Gonzalez challenges you. The Gerson Institute challenges you. And in 6 minutes, you can't pull that off on the break? Come on. All right.
On the break? Heck no. No, take me a long time.
You just threw that challenge out at me like there was like, I had no planning for this.
Look, all you're right, the coffee enema king. You're the guy that's always
king
preaching
You can't call me the king of coffee enemas. There are many more. Anyway, how did we get on this subject? We've got a good friend joining us now. He's from Green Med Info, and a very serious story we're going to start with. But his name's Sayer G, and love him dearly. He's doing extraordinary work at greenmedinfo.com. He's also recently been challenged, in fact, by Joe Mercola, Dr. Mercola, to do an ALS ice dump. And we'll talk about that as well. But Sayer, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. I just love what you're doing, getting the word out directly to the public of things they're not going to find on the mainstream media, that's for sure.
Well, we definitely get to talk about it, and we find ways to have fun and weave in and out some seriousness and laughter as well, because if it were all about the radiation and vaccinations, we'd all be so depressed we wouldn't want to show up for work. But there is a serious issue, and you spotlighted it, probably one of the first in the new media, about the Turkey Point nuclear facility down south of Miami, but it may or may not have anything to do with that. But there's a lot of concerns we have because there were some radiation readings that were higher than normal at the Miami station, wherever that is. But you'll need to fill us in on what is going on down there in South Florida.
I have to give credit to Aaron Elizabeth, founder of HealthNet News and, you know, well-known partner of Joseph Mercola, who tipped me on for this story because she'd been observing the public citizen project called Radiation Network, which is basically a bunch of individuals out there who get Geiger counters and they monitor their local situation for radiation, signals. And so what happened was a woman in Delray Beach, who I actually spoke with this morning to confirm that this did happen, is Tina Rappaport from urparamount.com. She has a Geiger counter that's part of this public network, and it came up with a reading that was so exceptionally high that actually alerted the founder of Radiation Network to inquire as to what may have caused it. Now, of course, there are many ways in which these Geiger counters can go off, either through, for example, rain will deposit radon in a way that might set one off. But, of course, there's an indication that given that there is a nuclear reactor 80 miles south that has been recently in the mainstream news for having cooling issues to the point where it should have been shut down in July had they not got a special exemption through federal regulators to allow their water in their canals to go up to 104 degrees. So at 100 degrees, they should be shut down. So they were basically at that point, and that reactor should have been shut down, part of the FPL, Florida Power and Light Grid. Instead, they just did what they do with Roundup, right? It accumulates in our food, and suddenly it's safe at a higher level. Because they
at a higher level, exactly.
So regardless, there's an issue here, and there's a highly populated area between the measurement location and this very controversial nuclear facility, which in 2011 was identified to be the next likely location of a U.S. Fukushima-style nuclear meltdown because it was built in 72. It's one of the oldest nuclear reactors in the country, and it is actually cooled by a Dark Ages-style set of moats, literally canals dug into, you know, the sea of grass, the Everglades, that cools it with water. And what's been happening, Robert, is that NPR and several mainstream media reports have identified a problem, which is that basically it can't cool itself. And the backups are, you know, these old school diesel backups like they have in Fukushima. There have been a number of reports from workers that it's an unsafe place. And the concern is that the core infrastructure of that facility is unstable and may eventually turn into a meltdown scenario, regardless of, let's say, a natural disaster.
I'm reading this, and you reference it, and we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to the Green Med Info story here. When Turkey Point went into operation in 1972, it was licensed for 40 years, which would mean, if I'm not mistaken, 2012.
Exactly.
And now we're at 2014, and they were given a rubber stamp for another 20 years to operate. On what basis?
Not only that, Huffington Post published an article recently showing that sea level change alone, the most conservative estimates, would put this in a storm surge situation, not unlike Fukushima, that would almost guarantee on some level the likelihood of it going through a meltdown. So basically, even if you start trying to decommission it today, which should happen to all nuclear energy, I think people need to understand what's going on here, is that the use of nuclear power emerged out of the military industrial establishment. And it was only because of Hiroshima and the use of nuclear weapons that, you know, through the Atoms of Peace program, you know, the whole propaganda piece with Eisenhower regarding trying to apply humanitarian application of this type of technology in 1953, in his great speech, the idea was that let's take, you know, weapons of mass destruction and let's create, like, coffee pots that run for 50 years off a little pellet of uranium. So the idea was that let's convince the public that you can use this deadly weapon of mass destruction to somehow benefit. But the reality is it's run by uranium-238. The half-life of this highly deadly chemical, I mean, in infinitesimal doses will cause cancer, is 4.5 billion years, which is as long, if not longer, than the life of the entire Earth history. So there's no way you can take back, you know, the genie from the bottle. It is out there, and we're using this to boil water. Einstein said, this is one hell of a way to boil water. I mean, this is the frickin' Middle Ages. So even if there's nothing going on, and it's not going through some instability, which it is, I believe, based on the mainstream reporting, people need to wake the heck up and realize that there's no future for this form of energy production that is not going to result in massive casualties across, you know, our area locally. And then again, you can't keep it from growing throughout the world. Just give it 10 years. It'll be everywhere.
Have you reached out to any nuclear physicists or any reporters in the Miami area over this issue? Has this made any, let's say, even a blip on the radar screen of the old media down there that some people still pay attention to?
No, at this point, I mean, we have several nuclear physicists actually in our little community here that alerted us to the problem under sort of a confidentiality agreement because a lot of them work within the conventional establishment. And what you have found with Fukushima is going to be reiterated throughout, you know, sort of the media sphere, which is that this is a highly inflammatory topic. Once people understand what nuclear energy is and the inevitability of a crisis-like situation, which is happening in Fukushima, which is affecting us today. Those radioisotopes are in our food today. We've had years of doing nothing about it. There's no, you know, talk about it in the media. This is going to happen over and over in this country because we have not, you know, been willing to address the reality is that it is intrinsically insane to boil water with uranium-238, which produces plutonium-239, which is weapons grade, you know, which is only exists in order, and it's the most toxic compound in the universe. I believe the half-life is like 20,000 years.
Incredible. Now, there, you quote a New York, a Miami New Times piece, Thomas Saporito, who's worked within the nuclear industry, and he is, he'd be basically stating the plant's spent fuels are brimming with danger, is what he said here, and that where we are with these temperatures are indicating an uncharted territory. Last June, according to the Miami New Times report, FPL, Florida Power and Light, was fined $70,000 for violations regarding Turkey Point spent fuel pools. I mean, so there is acknowledgement of there is a problem. We don't know definitively that this spike in reading that we referenced earlier in this segment is directly related to the Turkey Point nuclear facility, but everybody should be taking extra selenium at this point at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, selenium is already something that's not found in our soils, you know, unless you're eating a biodynamic organic diet. And so, yeah, I believe it has profound benefits in protecting us against a wide range of, you know, toxic exposures because of glutathione production. But, you know, one thing, too, is that we're dealing with a situation where you're not going to get the truth, nor you're going to get any kind of coverage of this type of reality because, you know, a lot of reasons. The radiation risk model today we use is based on atomic blast survivors from Hiroshima before the discovery of DNA, okay, in the 50s. But they didn't even understand that low-dose radiation exposure can cause such profound damage to the DNA in our body that over time it leads to cancer. Now we know that a simple little atom of plutonium will eventually, given enough time, cause cancer in the body. And there's nothing you can do about that unless you get it out of your body. And there are ways to do it with, like, apple pectin, et cetera. The point is that, you know, we have unleashed, like, literally a demon with nuclear energy, and now we have some meltdowns. You have Chernobyl, you have Fukushima. There's not a single person affected on this planet. What we can do is, if we're concerned about there being a possible release of this nuclear reactor, is go to Radiation Network, go ahead and get a Geiger counter, and go ahead and do readings and plug it into the real-time system. There's no one in Miami, okay, right now that is actually monitoring the situation. So if you know, that the small possibility that this is related to the instability of the Turkey Point facility is causing this reading, well, let's get, you know, south of Delray and let's go to Miami, let's go to Homestead, which is lateral, about 20 miles away from the plant, and start, you know, basically giving the public a way to ascertain what is going on. And if there's, you know, anyone in the mainstream that is not going to, you know, be part of this, then, you know, that's fine. But we can take control, you know, of the situation ourselves.
Well, and that's what we do here. We don't wait around, you know, for, oh, well, maybe some expert will do it. Maybe some government authoritarian will do it. No. Do it yourself at this point and then relay it to everyone else. That's what we're here for. Sayer G is doing a bang-up job with GreenMedInfo.com. Check it out. We're going to ask them to stick around because we've got some more ALS ice water dump challenge information, questions, and perhaps some answers as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time
time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the health world with a good friend, Sayer G from Green Med Info, sticking around for an ALS ice dump challenge or ice bucket challenge. I guess you could do some kind of dump, but we were talking about dumping something else earlier. We're not going there right now, Super Don, sorry. But we do have a question of the day. Oh, I know. Disappointing. And even Izzy, your dog, got into the, you know, very excited about this idea of a coffee enema challenge. We'll talk about that more another time.
I'm telling you, there's something to it. I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right. Question of the day, part two, or number two. Sayer G is going to stick around and help us answer this as well. This comes from Kristen. She says, my dad has very bad dementia. Is it maybe onset of Alzheimer's? She's not sure. She says, I'm seeking help for him. Do you have a list of products you recommend for this issue? I'm trying to get things I know about, like coconut oil and such, in him, but I watched your ALS challenge video, and I'm wondering if these products can help him as well. I just want the best brand. Thank you so much for your help. Now, those of you who are new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you should know I do not sell any products. I don't. I am happy to reveal the products I use that I recommend that have helped myself or others, but I personally don't sell any. And it's just that I want freedom of speech. I don't want to be limited at all. So I mentioned, certainly coconut oil is good. I mentioned selenium big time in that to protect the nerves, protect the brain. I mentioned the chromium, food grown. And I use Innate Response, which is the professional brand known as Mega Food for doctors, but because it is really food. It's not synthetic isolates from Big Pharma. And I have the best clinical results with that, both personally and professionally. And the chromium is designed to help, you know, navigate the world of dangerous blood sugar levels, high, low, whatever. And having chromium allows that to remain balanced and deliver what needs to be delivered. I mentioned silica for the brain and nervous system. People often overlook silica. They'll think it's only skin, hair, and nails, but is critical for healthy neurological function. We can get into essential fats and other fats, and I want to bring Sayer G into the equation here as far as your experience, because you've got a whole library of things that prove what we've said about heavy metals, for instance, causing these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, ALS is such an interesting example of the meme that dominates, is that you have this, quote, condition. It's idiopathic, meaning the doctors don't know what causes it. So let's just throw money at the problem. Let's pretend like we don't know what causes it, that the brain is, like, you know, not being damaged by everyday exposures, from nutritional deficiencies, from chemicals, from heavy metals. Like, this is the reality that we deal with today. Throw some fancy Latin or Greek word at the symptoms, let's concretize it and turn it into a franchise. And then we have this beautiful viral thing that's produced $41 million as of today, which is the ice bucket challenge, that you're wrenching back control from this, like, completely distorted, manipulative approach to, again, generating money to occlude the truth, which is, you know, in Greenman Info, we have, what, 39 substances index. This is an open access database that have been proven to help ALS. Like, we have methylcobalamin B12, which has been shown to increase the survival time of ALS patients. We have, you know, more research really on cannabis and progesterone and even estradiol being beneficial to those with ALS than anything on our database. And, of course, in terms of problem substances, you have lead, you have pesticides, you have tobacco, you have statin drugs. This is the cause. These are the solutions, okay? Remove the cause, and then this whole phantom, you know, fear-mongering juggernaut of ALS that they want to make all this money for, like every frickin' disease for every month, disappears, and we get back to the root. Eat good food, stop poisoning yourself, and stop, like, being a victim of the medical-industrial complex, which is just a joke for those people who are awake.
Dude, I am so primed and pumped to see your ice bucket challenge and what you're going to do with it. I mean, I did my small part. I'm no sayer. You're right there with me.
Oh, no.
It's going to be fun.
You turned me on. You turned me on. When I saw yours, I was like, finally, someone is taking back the scene. Dr. Joseph Mercola and Aaron Elizabeth, his partner, have challenged me along with Dr. Mark Hyman. So I guess I'm part of this little chain of awakening so
yes.
we can kind of show people the truth.
Oh, we're going to make it good. Again, I love that we get to reframe the discussion here and, you know, wake the sleeping drugged people from their stupor to say, oh, if we only had just a little bit more money sent into us, we promise you. I mean, it's like we're all like abused spouses in America with this whole promise thing.
So true. It's a very abusive relationship. Anyone who supports these, quote, causes without realizing the deep, dark underbelly, like, look at the, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's produced by the very company that treats the drugs that they give to these breast cancer patients who don't even have the disease. They're overdiagnosed, overtreated. You know, this is the American Chemical, this is actually AstraZeneca that was behind it, and tamoxifen, and, you know, exactly. So when you look into just the historical facts, just wake up. It's very clear. It's nutrition that heals the body. It's just avoiding poison. And that's it. You know, it's the religion you preach. And I'm part of the so-called cult.
Yeah, the health cult, right? We're a bunch of health nuts. We're orthorexics and proud of it. Sayer, love you, my friend. Green Med Info, send us the info on ALS, let's say natural supplements. We'll get it linked up at the show notes, too. So thank you so much, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, back with some cannabis updates after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Scott Belcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
All right, thanks again to Sayer from Green Med Info. Great having him on board talking radiation and ice bucket challenges. I can't wait to see his. Of course, Super Don did his. I was only disappointed because, well, two things. He didn't pour iced coffee over his head, and two, we didn't get to hear him scream. Yeah, you got to watch it. He did not. If he screamed, we won't ever know because...
I did not scream.
Yeah, we don't know because it was cut. You know, it's
well,
like
that
when
means
a bear.
You don't trust me then.
Well, when no, but when a bear, you know, does what in the woods and no one's around to hear it or smell it, did it really happen?
So when a man screams with the camera off,
did it really happen? We don't know. We just don't know. No, I bet I'm sure you didn't, Super Don. You're way too macho.
Yeah.
To do that.
I did not scream like Paul Bertier.
Yeah, and if you missed it, the Paul Bertier car alarm will be on sale through the month. You'll have to go back and listen to the archives of that. Super Don put his screams from the Ice Bucket Challenge, which he had to do twice, by the way, because his wife, I think, was on purpose. You know, oh, I'm sorry, honey, the video didn't work. You have to do it again.
Oh, did I do that?
And she was giggling. She was laughing. And, of course, my wife, I didn't have to do it twice, but she kept the camera rolling, so I had to edit out her walking around the house, and I'm watching her feet move around the entire house. Honey, do you know how to turn off? Press the red button again. No, you know, the red.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Stop giving her a hard time.
All right. We love them. We love them. All right. So on to curative cannabis, heavenly hemp, and medical marijuana. It's the final chapter of the book by TMB and RSB, Unlock the Power to Heal. And we've got some updates today, and they're listed and linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The most disconcerting of which is the story for out of China. Jackie Chan's son could face execution for marijuana possession. Now, we've talked about how outrageous the drug laws are in America. You know, for, wow, you used a plant that God created, you're in prison, buddy. Three strikes, right. You're out. Well, in China, the penalty is, I'm not saying this is going to happen, I don't know, but it is, and it has happened, that you could be executed, particularly if you're a dealer of this plant. Right. So don't tell me we're fans of communist China either on this issue. Any government that makes criminal this plant is just, they're out of their cannabis picking minds. Because Chinese medicine, 5,000-year-old history of using the plants of creation, and yet the communist Chinese government sees it fit to say, well, not that plant. No, that plant, we're going to kill you if you use that plant. This is horrible. Jackie Chan's son, J.C. Chan, 32 years old, and evidently he's been in some movies. Mulan? I didn't know he was in Mulan. Hong Kong, Chinese mainland for film role. Did they do a live-action version of Mulan? Maybe he was in that, because I don't think he was part of the animated one.
Yeah, I mean, obviously animated. I guess maybe a voice or something, but... Yeah, I don't know. I guess in China, you know, they take this stuff far more seriously. And apparently he was caught with, I think it was like 100 grams of marijuana, which, you know, you convert that to pounds, that's less than a quarter of a pound. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, the speculation is that the people who have been put to death for this particular violation were kind of just ordinary people. They weren't big celebrities or people that are well-known like him. So... It's thought that perhaps he's probably just going to get maybe just a, you know, a slap on the wrist because he is, you know, who he is. And listen, Jackie Chan, he's like a national hero in China.
Sure. But, you know, Jackie's response was just off the wall wrong, in my opinion. Although he might be just trying to do it to save his son. I understand that. But, I mean, he was just outraged. I failed you. I think he's just playing it up because, honestly, Jackie, at what is he, 60, 70 years old doing karate? You know he's smoking some weed for pain control. I have a feeling. So I don't think he was being honest about it, but he might be playing to save his son in this case because, you know, it's just, here, it's outrageous, except that, remember when we revealed on the air some, maybe months ago now, I don't remember what I was talking about, as I was revealing more and more about what this plant can do. And one of the things that it does, it makes you, far more resistant to suggestion, weirdly enough. Rather than you think, oh, he's going to be passive, he's going to be on the couch, we can tell him to do anything. The people who utilize this plant are far less likely to be programmed. That is problematic for any authoritarian regime, which I believe is one of the big reasons, whether it was initially the reason or not, it's certainly one of the reasons why big government hates the idea that they're losing the battle on criminalizing this plant, because if people use it more, if people fulfill their need for the cannabinoid system to be nourished, they will be less likely to be programmed and reactive based on Hegelian dialectic, you know, the problem-reaction-solution scenario. So this could be very problematic if this, let's say, embracing of this plant sweeps through communist China, the communists are not going to have as much success programming the people. And that's an angle you don't hear discussed in very many places in media at all. So I think it's a very interesting story to see how that evolves out there. If, you know, what will Jackie Chan's son say? Will he become an activist and a martyr for the cause here? Or will he back down and say, oh, I'm sorry, I screwed up. You're right. It's the devil's weed. I'll never do it again.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, hey, we've got breaking news. Breaking news.
What is it?
Here.
What is it?
St. Petersburg, Florida. How far is that from you?
It's about 90 miles.
Okay, all right. Just let everybody know, one lane of Interstate 275 has been shut down briefly near the Sunshine Skyway Bridge after boxes of toilet paper spilled onto the roadway. That's there. You go.
So what are we doing? Traffic reports now?
I'm sorry. What? I just, it's kind of important. Breaking news, Florida. That's near you, isn't it? So.
Well, if you're headed from St. Pete to Sarasota, you might want to take a detour to avoid the toilet paper.
Don't hit the Charmin.
Don't squeeze the Charmin. Don't run over the Charmin. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, sorry.
Thank you for that breaking news. Now, breaking news out of Arizona. You see this story about them trying to... And Arizona licenses naturopaths, whether you like that or not. Mm-hmm. They do. But the medical marijuana advocates there are appealing conditions set by Arizona health officials for post-traumatic stress disorder sufferers seeking to qualify for treatment. The Arizona Cannabis Nurses Association. Didn't we interview somebody from a cannabis nurses association? I think it was more national.
Cannabis nurses.
They filed a notice of appeal this week in Maricopa County Superior Court against the State Department of Health Services. Based on the fact that I think they said, well, yeah, we can have some limited use of this plant, but not for PTSD, which is ridiculous. It's ludicrous that they would ban it for that purpose.
Right.
So we'll see where that goes. But that's in Arizona. Like you said, we're covering the news around the country and around the world right now. Let's see. Minnesota. We got to go back up to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
This is a weird one. Where's Jesse Ventura when you need him? This would not happen under a Jesse Ventura governorship. A mom in Minnesota was charged with what kind of misdemeanor? A massive misdemeanor?
Gross misdemeanor.
Angela Brown of Madison, Minnesota faces two gross misdemeanors, including child endangerment, for giving her 15-year-old son marijuana oil, cannabis oil, to relieve pain from a traumatic brain injury.
This
is the kind of thing that makes my blood boil. I mean, I want to go in there, and it's like police have discretion, do they not?
Do they not?
I mean, they.
Of course they do.
Ma'am? Wasn't there a change in the law for allowing of this to happen in Minnesota that they wouldn't have to do this?
Right. This is a typical story. You know, a lot like the ones that we've covered before. This boy Trey Brown. Okay, he was pitching at a baseball game. This was about 3 years ago. And he got hit by a line drive in his head, right into the temple on the left side of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And this caused a brain bleed and severe pain. And so he ended up going to the doctor, and he was having all of these issues. The pain was so bad that, you've talked about before about how bad pain can be.
Sure.
That it can drive people to want to kill themselves. And poor Trey Brown, I mean, he actually had the pain so bad, he contemplated suicide. They tried medication. The medication was failing. She ended up moving to Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay, just like a lot of the medical refugees, you know. So they moved to Colorado and got the marijuana oil, the cannabis oil.
Right.
And came back to Minnesota and got arrested, got charged with these gross misdemeanors. Now, here's the thing. The County Family Services, they decided to drop the case, okay? Now, listen, say what you will about DCF. They do some really horrendous things. But in this particular case, they decided to drop the case after they found out what the circumstances were. However, the county attorney decided, I think we're going to pursue criminal charges. So this is on the county attorney.
Richard Stoulz. Yeah, Richard
Stoulz.
Hey,
let's get him to do the coffee enema challenge.
No, listen, dump out what comes out of you on his head, as far as I'm concerned. This is just awful. What do they call it? Paris County. I don't know that. That sounds more like something in Louisiana. But this is evidently a guy, I don't know if he's trying to make a name for himself, but man, this guy needs to be taken out on a rail for doing this, in my opinion.
This is a Cannamom we're talking about here.
Yeah, it is a Cannamom. And by the way, you don't have to move to Colorado. We've said this many times before. Our friends at HempMeds, HempMedsPX.com, you can get special deals on it. SHW48, I believe, is the code for August. SHW48 to get 20% off. My goodness, you know, they moved to Colorado to use this. And also, if you're dealing with traumatic brain injury, the endocannabinoid system, if it's nourished, if there are loads of cannabinoids in the system, you're going to be less likely to have a severe response reaction. But also in recovery, nourishing it with the endocannabinoids or the cannabinoids, the CBD in particular here, would be tremendous. I also want you to know that Natrum Phosphoricum is a key homeopathic remedy for traumatic brain injury, along with Arnica Montana. And, of course, properly hydrating, you know, the danger is in the traumatic injury, the swelling of the brain within the cranial cavity is limited, and that could be deadly. So reducing that is very important, and it looks like the cannabinoids can help to do that. And they're actually working with the NFL, I believe, on the 507 patent story. From one of the offshoots of HempMeds working together on that. So very interesting
stuff. Nice. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. This story actually isn't, you know, it hasn't ended. They're going to have to go to court and face these misdemeanors. I have a feeling somebody's going to back down, though. Mm-hmm. I just cannot imagine. I think there's going to be enough public pressure here. But in the event that you would like to help out with this family here, they do have a GoFundMe page, and it's linked here in the story.
Okay,
where
good.
You can help them out with their legal battle.
Well, check it out online, robertscottbell.com, for all these stories. Say thanks to our sponsors, including HempMeds, of course, drnewsom.com, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, help to detoxify the body with the super earth energy and digestive detox, as well as Inflammagon. Talk about inflammation, of course. Modulate immunity, right? How do you do that? Yes, Better Way Health. Their beta-1 3D glucan, betterwayhealth.com. We're going to be back talking about baby names. The worst baby names of 2014. Super Don, what are you up to?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins get you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card to leave enough to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Having Dr. Andrew Wakefield back on the show to open up today, talking about this CDC whistleblower. He's going to be revealed tomorrow. We'll have either Dr. Brian Hooker or Dr. Wakefield back on talking about that, as well as the healing revolution with Dr. Frank King. We'll talk about remedies to prevent and reverse, perhaps, neurological degradation like ALS, homeopathic, and acknowledge the causes, mercury, for instance, selenium deficiency. Maybe Liam Sheff will be back, and we have some fun Friday conversations. Sometimes we even do movie reviews, but there's been a lot of stuff going on. So now Super Don, instead of talking about coffee enema challenges, wants to talk about baby names. Is there something? Oh, you're a grandpa. That's why you're a recent grandpa.
Oh, come on! We actually have talked about this before on the show.
Baby names?
Oh yeah. We have. Every year they come out with a list of, and this is data that's gathered from the Social Security Administration, where, you know, they've got everybody's name on a list, right?
Right. So we're talking about slave babies.
Yeah, slave baby names. Yay!
Right. No, exactly.
You just really made this story sound
I know. I ruined it for you. By the way, this just reminds me of those things you see on, like, Facebook when they say, what color underwear you have and what you eat last meal. And then you put them together and say, well, that's your rock and roll name, band name. And I'm thinking that somebody came up with this for this, because the number one worst baby name, I don't know who put this together, Nameberry nominations?
Yes, these are nominations. They do this every year.
Treasure or yes. Treasure?
Girls' names, like, number one, I've never seen this. Treasure?
It's like a play on treasure. T-R-E-J-U-R-E.
Treasure.
Treasure. I mean, that's a little bit pretentious, don't you think?
Yeah. Now, this next one I think would be bad luck. I don't think you want to name
not
a little girl Ransom.
Ransom.
Ransom?
That's pretty wild. I think there was a movie with Mel Gibson called Ransom, pretty violent.
Yeah,
don't
or yeah, maybe the Lindbergh baby's name was Ransom, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not funny, but we're holding Ransom for ransom. No, yeah. Don't do that. Don't name your kid Ransom. Now, this one's good. If you name your kid, your girl, this, they probably won't be held for ransom. Some girls are being called Gunner.
Gunner?
Yeah, G-U-N-N-E-R.
You know, the last Gunner I was aware of was, you remember that what was the group back in the, like, the 80s or 90s, the Brothers?
Like Gunnar, Nelson Brothers. Gunner. That's right. But yeah, they're naming a girl Gunner. But again, they looked like girls way back then with their long hair.
Well, that's true. I saw them
but
in concert.
I knew somebody named Gunnar, but I think it was German. Gunnar.
Okay.
But remember the kid's name, whose name was Hunter, and he was going to be kicked out of school because he was like 3 years old and he was deaf and he could only sign language his name, which meant he had to, you know, make the sign for
guns?
Two guns, right?
Yes,
Hunter?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he got in trouble at school for signing his name.
Damn. Yeah. Icy. A good name.
An interesting girl's name. Would you want to name your
girl? You're setting your girl up for a lot of disappointment. Don't call her Icy.
That's like a stripper name. Icy.
What is that movie everybody sings? Let It Go, Let It Snow, Let It...
Frozen.
What is it? Frozen, right? So maybe it's because of Frozen. Icy. And
yeah, number five, I don't get.
Couture.
Couture?
Couture? Couture.
Couture.
I don't know. Couture would probably be farting in the car, so don't do that.
Yeah.
F-A-R-D-I-N-G, boys, applying makeup.
The boys' names,
Here's a good one. If you're certain that your boy is never going to have a savage tan, call him Albino.
Albino.
Albino. Thanks a lot. You can call me Albino. Yeah. How about this one? Craven.
Craven.
Craven. I'm not liking that name, Craven.
I don't know. I don't have a feeling either way. It sounds kind of. I don't know. Like
I don't
a,
know.
Like
I see on her good day could say, "Hey, I'm craving for some craving." Icy would say that.
Now this next one here, this is rather interesting. Number three on the list, worst name for boys, Furious.
Dude, you know what I'm going to make his middle name? Stramonium. Furious Stramonium, because if he's furious, we're going to neutralize it with some homeopathic medicine that counteracts the furious anger. Furious.
Serious Harry Potter name there.
Seriously.
Now, this next one, dude, next one really made me laugh. Imagine somebody naming their son Angel Jesus. All one word. Angel Jesus.
Angel Jesus. That's all one word. They separated out or hyphenated or something. That one's hard. Oh, this one's bad. This last one is bad. An ass. An ass.
An ass.
You don't name your kid an ass. A-N-A-S-S. They did that.
Anus. Oh, maybe that's
no.
Anus?
No.
An ass.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry for you, an ass, that your parents did name you that. We'll try to be nice to you and call you something else. Uranus? No. We won't name you after the planet.
Hey, who are you? You're Uranus.
All right, it's the Coffee Anima Challenge with Superdog. We're going to be back tomorrow, Healing Revolution, and more updates on stories that matter, really matter. Why? Because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink?
We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.